It is BBC Hereford and Worcester. It's Sunday breakfast. And Helen has emailed me to say that they pray every night before bed, much like me. And they don't get down on their hands and their knees, and put their hands together. They sit on the bed and put their hands together and bow their heads. That's quite traditional, isn't it? And she says the only other time that she prays is when it's just before dinner and she's saying grace. OK, well, that's actually the same as me, I think. And, you know, we often forget about that one. We were talking about praying earlier and what we pray for and how we pray, even if it's just, you know, exclaiming or blaspheming even. It's, in a way, it's a little bit of a prayer. Now, we've got Father Matthew Cashmore in the studio, but I think he's a little out of breath. Is that the case, my dear?
Yes, just slightly.
OK, are you all right?
Yes, leaving your bit of paper in the wrong bit of the studio isn't helpful.
No, because you're here doing a series of back-to-back interviews with BBC stations around the country.
Yes.
OK, so because you're on telly, aren't you, now?
Yes, well, if you watched on Friday expecting to see me, you watched 29 minutes of television with me at the end going, I'm terrified.
Yes.
But there's more this Friday.
OK, because I did say that to somebody yesterday who got in touch with me when I was on air. And I said that because they thought you would be the best one.
That was lovely.
And you weren't in it.
That's why I was the best one.
That's an easy way to achieve it. But actually, I said, no, he doesn't appear, because you told me, didn't you, last week? Mm. He doesn't appear that much in the first episode. It's a little bit later.
You get me in episode two and they're on out.
Right.
The series goes downhill at that point.
I'm sure that's not true. Right. Tell me then, thought for the week. Have you caught your breath?
I have. Thank you very much.
Good boy. Off we go.
Well, as we've been talking about, on Friday, you will see me featured in the new BBC Two documentary, A Vicar's Life. And amongst other stories, you'll see how I left college in Oxford and came to Hereford to become an assistant curate, a deacon, a servant in the Church of England. Now, that path was the culmination of 4 years of prayer and of exploration of what it is that God had in store for me. And there's no one path to finding out what God calls us to do. There's no neat way that enables us to see the path before us other than to ask God to show us. Now, we often talk about vocation in the church, and we generally use it as code to mean a process by which somebody becomes an ordained minister. But vocation, well, it's really the action of God's love through us each and every day. And finding what that action is at the heart of figuring out the path that God gives us. So how do we even start to discover that path? We start with the most important thing, with prayer. And we end with prayer. Everything God wants us to share, he does through the sacrament, through communion, and through prayer. And as we spend time with God, we discover the spark of his love inside us. And as we fan those flames, we start to discover what it is or who we are called to be. Now, it could be ordained ministry. It could be teaching, nursing, becoming a doctor or a carer. All of those roles that we already understand as a kind of vocation. But there are other things that perhaps we're less good at being open to. It could be that you're called to be a good neighbour, or to be the person who smiles when others frown, or to be the person who holds the hand of somebody who is frightened. Whatever it is that God has in store for you, try to find it. Be still. Know that God loves you, that his spark is inside you, and fan those flames with prayer and with the sacrament.
Thank you, Father Matthew. How wonderful. You've got to run back upstairs now, haven't you?
I have.
Oh, do you know what? I quite like having you in the studio when you're working harder than me. That makes a nice change, because normally you just swan in and swan out and do what priests do and just...
It's been a very long time since I've run between studios with the wrong bit of paper.
Thank you for that, though. I'll let you get back to your other job for now.
Thank you very much.
Really nice to see you, Father Matthew.